So we could have a period of walking meditation and this is certainly plays a big role in forest monasteries. Ajahn Chah himself was a big proponent of walking meditation, and he would greatly encourage it. A lot of it is also as a means for cultivating that quality of continuity, like a continuity of mindfulness and clear comprehension. Sitting, walking, sitting. So then one has that opportunity, because if one just can't sit all the time, and it helps to be able to change posture and then to develop and sustain that quality of attention through these activities of sitting and walking, then using that as the base, then one can also bring that out into other things that we do. So the walking meditation plays a big role in Ajahn Chah's monasteries. One of the and forest monasteries in general. If anybody's been to a Bhayagiri monastery and gone around to the dwelling places, you'll notice that each dwelling place in the forest has a walking meditation path right in the vicinity. And it'll be about 40 or 50 feet long, a flat area that's cleared, and you use that for, so you come back after the meal, you do walking meditation. You go and sit after the meal. You can be almost assured of one thing: you're going to fall asleep. It's depending on person's rhythms. Could be early evening, late evening. You try sitting too long, and pretty soon, sort of that pillow is going to be calling out to you, you know, come here. And it's to be able to do walking meditation, get the energy going, get the concentration going, get the mindfulness going in a posture that's not so tranquil. So that Ajahn Chah would encourage it. I remember him giving this one particular talk, it was in my time, there were more and more students and more people from more monks from Central Thailand, more Westerners, and a lot of the time he would use Central Thai language to speak. But when he really wanted to express himself, then it was in the Northeastern dialect, his home tongue, mother tongue. And this particular talk, it was all in his Northeastern dialect, and I can remember it really clearly because by that time I could understand it quite well, and he was giving everybody a bad time. And he wanted to get it across, and it doesn't come across in polite Central Thai. And I remember him, this one point, he said, you know, I've gone around, I've looked at all the different huts in the forest where you monks live. And said, you know, see the walking meditation paths, and I don't see human tracks. All I see is dog tracks. What's up with you? Why aren't you doing walking meditation? So that was
a sign of, if the practice was slipping, you weren't doing
your walking meditation. You weren't sort of getting into that rhythm of keeping continuity of practice going.